Good evening. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. Across Israel, the weather is warm and inviting this evening. Tel Aviv is experiencing a pleasant night, while Jerusalem enjoys a mild breeze. Haifa remains clear, making it a great night to be outdoors. Here are today's headlines. First, new U.S. pinpoint missile raises civilian risk concerns after deadly Iran strikes, according to Times of Israel from earlier today. Also, the IDF bars female reservists from an operational driving course despite wartime service, as reported by Ynet earlier this hour. Also this hour, the Israeli Navy is acting to deter Turkish maritime aggression, according to the Jerusalem Post. Separately, Israel and Greece have inked a defense deal to protect against regional threats, as per JTA from earlier today. And finally, the White House is preparing a pre-election victory image for Netanyahu, as reported by JNS, just in. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Mazig, an Israeli activist and commentator, noted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a prominent Democrat, has condemned anti-Semitism on CNN. Gideon Sa'ar, a member of the Israeli political sphere, announced earlier today that Dutch representatives will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza following anti-Israel measures by the Dutch government. Belaz News highlighted that Israel has expelled Dutch diplomats due to a new Dutch law banning trade in products from Israeli settlements beyond the Green Line. Let's go deeper, starting with the new U.S. missile controversy. The Times of Israel reports that the recent U.S. strikes in Iran have raised concerns over civilian safety. Air wars found civilians killed up to 50 meters from blast sites. Iranian officials report 21 casualties, including children. This raises questions about the precision of these attacks and their impact on local populations. Turning to the IDF's recent decision, Ynet reports that female reservists were dropped from an operational driving course. This occurred despite meeting requirements and follows the completion of the course by female combat soldiers. The move highlights ongoing gender equality issues within the military. Meanwhile, the Jerusalem Post notes that the Israeli Navy is on high alert due to Turkish encroachments. This involves areas near Greece, Cyprus, and other strategic locations. The tensions underline the complex maritime disputes in the region. Separately, JTA details that Israel and Greece have signed the Achilles Shield Defense Agreement. This marks one of Israel's largest defense export deals. The pact aims to bolster regional security against evolving threats. And finally, JNS reports that the White House is crafting a pre-election image for Netanyahu. This comes amid discussions about the composition of his political bloc, particularly the inclusion of Haredi parties. The developments could influence upcoming electoral strategies. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Yoav Segalovich becomes Ra'am's first Jewish candidate, marking a significant political milestone in Israeli politics. Separately, Israel Hayom Business reveals that a backup water pumping plan was activated due to a malfunction at desalination facilities. This move addresses water turbidity issues in the Mediterranean. And finally, Ynet Business reports that Israeli pop star Odeya has shut her fashion site for Shabbat, sparking both praise from religious shoppers and backlash from critics. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.